time, folks!
So this is the thanks I get for working overtime.
Overtime!
I still think I got a little situation. So listen to me, sister, listen, maybe you can help. I think I give a lot of fathers my consideration. But not for me, and I was send a bit for someone else. Why do people always see me just be on vacation?
Time on your Thursday evening. Here, 6:07 p.m. I'm your host, Will Stevens.
Hey, disclaimer, Will. Say overtime again.
Overtime.
Cool. I was a little late on the mic, so it just said time here.
Oh. Welcome into overtime here. My bad. I was a little premature. Just happens. I'm your host, Will Stevens. You heard his voice just now. It's Tucker Holt in the booth, like always. What's up, Tucker?
What's up, man? You know, it's not been a bad day. Sun is shining. Feels pretty good outside. It's not too hot.
It is nice. I'm wearing a long sleeve shirt, yeah, and I feel comfortable.
It's a comfortable day out there. Nice breeze. Sun shining. It's good. It's not too humid.
It's almost like we're supposed
Tanner,
to go outside.
Me and Tanner used to always, like, I had a weather segment.
You had a weather segment?
Once or twice. I would give the full rundown of the week.
Did you start, was it just Mondays, or did you?
I don't even remember. It was probably like a Wednesday. I don't know, man. Yeah, it's good weather out there.
Good weather.
Good fishing weather.
I mean, it's almost like we're supposed to go outside, but then, like, there's sports on TV.
Probably not
gonna
do that.
I'm not going outside.
Probably not gonna do that.
No, there's been a lot of sports, a lot of things we gotta catch up on, a lot of news dumped today on your Thursday, 6:08 on 8:06. How about that?
Wow.
Yeah, sorry, it just caught me off
that's
guard.
That's crazy.
I mean, I'm doing good. Tucker didn't really ask me. I'm feeling good coming
in
here.
How are you doing, Will?
I'm doing great, man.
Sorry, I was too struck by the weather.
It's okay. Hey, hey. It's all good. I don't really care, man. All
right.
But, like, yeah, no, I'm doing good. I'm feeling great. Coming in here, about to close out the first week of hosting and first week of the new normal, and it's gone quick.
I mean, it's Thursday.
Yeah, I know, but we're still, it's like.
Okay, I was about to say, are we doing a show tomorrow?
Yeah, we are. We're doing a show tomorrow. We'll have Falky back tomorrow, but I mean, it's just, I don't know. Just like that.
We're getting there.
It's going to feel good to get this first week down.
Yeah.
A good milestone.
We've got the bumps out of the way.
Yeah, it's like getting to the Florida game.
I mean, hand up, that first show was...
It was a little rough.
It wasn't our best.
It definitely is not going to be our worst.
No.
are going to find many segments on this show where...
Stupid.
It's just going to suck. Like, this opening segment right here, one of them. One of them.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess we can kick off the show with probably I would say the biggest news of the day, and I could be wrong, but the ACC releasing their full schedule with Notre Dame joining. Did you get a chance to look at this at all? Did you catch the news drop? I know you were working today. I was off.
Yeah, I worked today.
Proud of you.
I can get it pulled up.
Okay. I put it in the show prep if you are there. If not, it's just on Twitter.
Yeah, but, I'll just find it.
Yes.
I got it pulled up.
Okay. I mean, as the ACC football tweet said, the wait is over. The ACC football schedule comes out. It's going to be starting on September 12th. Actually, I take that back. It's the first week. That Saturday is September 12th. The first game is September 10th. Miami and UAB will be playing each other on that Thursday night game, as the ACC is so commonly known for. Speaking of Miami, real quick, did you see where... Their NFL prospect, I don't know his name off the top of my head, has opted out of the season?
Yes, I can get you his name as well. Yeah, I have a friend who is a Miami fan who, whenever that news dropped, the first thing he says was, well, there goes our whole defense. So, I mean, the guy's good. The guy's a really good player. His name is Greg Russo. He recorded 15 and a half sacks last season.
15 and a half?
15 and a half.
Damn. That's a good number.
Yeah, I mean, he's a first-round draft pick. I mean, he's arguably the best pass rusher in the draft. So maybe he doesn't want to risk injury and dealing with everything that's going on. Maybe he just wants to train for the draft, which you can't hate on.
No.
You can't knock him
protect
for that.
Your chickens. Protect as, your chickens. As we always say.
And your mentals. I mean, it just sucks for Miami because they lost a stud. I mean, 15 and a half sacks, no joke.
No, that is no joke at all. Miami, I mean, it's hard for me to feel bad for Miami. I
yeah, really. Yeah.
Like, I could care less. I don't know.
I mean, having a close friend that is, like real into them, and he also cheers for the Vols,
uh-huh.
That leads me to almost feel a little bit bad for him. But
I mean, there's no animosity on my end.
They've had some success.
Yeah, they have had some success. So. I mean, but they've also...
They've also sucked the last like, 5 years.
They're kind of in the Tennessee model.
Yeah,
same
they're
as
right
State.
In there. I mean, the last time they did they win a championship in 01? I believe so.
I think that if are you talking about 01 season, 02 championship, or 00 season, 01 championship?
I don't know, man.
The 02 season or the 01 season, 02 championship they played in, but they lost to the Maurice Claret Ohio State Buckeyes.
Okay, so that's okay.
Yes,
that's the last time they were like really, really good. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, and I mean they've had some really
they've
had some good teams, but
they were
no,
solid up until like 2010.
It's not the U anymore.
Yeah, they're not.
To be fair,
they're not the 1985 ridiculous team anymore.
But yeah, I mean the ACC dropping their schedule. I'm not going to go over the whole entire schedule, but they did add some notable non-conference opponents, and I mean two teams in the ACC. Possibly, definitely the top team in the ACC and possibly the number two, most likely number three team in the ACC, both don't have non-conference games lined up yet, and that's Clemson and North Carolina. Both have an open week where their non-conference game should go. I think Clemson is really just holding out for that South Carolina game, even though I do not think they're going to get it.
It's not going to happen.
But what really shocked me about this whole entire schedule, and I don't know if it... it's just me, but the non-conference foes they chose didn't mean to rhyme. They didn't seem like they would be the ones I would guess. Like Boston College, their non-conference game is Ohio.
Yeah,
the Bobcats. I mean, that seems like a stretch, if you will, compared to if they would have forced them to play somebody in their state or within like a 300-mile limit. Like there, it didn't seem like there was any limit. Going through here, obviously Clemson doesn't have a non-conference game. Duke will be playing Charlotte, so it looks like Charlotte was able to pick up a game that they missed. Florida State will be playing Samford, who Samford almost beat them last time they played them. Could you tell me the quarterback? They believe it was 2014, maybe 15. Samford and Florida State played.
Quarterback for who?
Samford. He plays in the NFL right now.
I'm going to go with, let me think, let me go through... 2014? No idea.
Duck Hodges.
Oh, Duck Hodges? Really?
Yes.
Oh.
The Duck Hodges. Yeah, he was...
Oh, I thought that was my, like timeout buzzer.
No, it was just it's okay. A terrible attempt at a duck impression.
Okay.
Georgia Tech, though, will be playing UCF. Louisville will be playing Western Kentucky. Both of those seem close in distance. I have no idea where Samford is, to be completely honest with you. I think it's in Florida, so Florida State would make sense, but that's a complete and total guess.
Birmingham, Alabama.
Birmingham. Okay, that's not too...
Still not too far.
Not too far. Not too close, though.
No.
Miami will be playing UAB. Looks like, obviously, North Carolina has that open game. North Carolina State will be playing Liberty. Notre Dame will be playing Western Michigan. Pitt will be playing Miami of Ohio. Syracuse will be playing Liberty University as well. Virginia will be playing Virginia Military Institute. Virginia Tech will also be playing Liberty University. And then Wake Forest rounds it out. They will be playing Old Dominion University. So Liberty got three games scheduled in the ACC.
Liberty, now an ACC school.
Yes. I mean, they're probably on the same par with half of the ACC schools.
Yeah. You know what's crazy with all these teams in the ACC?
What's crazy with all these teams in the ACC?
Well, I was going to say, like, imagine Liberty, like, upsets somebody.
It could happen. Hugh Freeze is there.
I mean, yeah, Liberty upsets. Let's see. Liberty upsets. Who's the most upsettable game for them?
I believe they play Virginia Tech, Syracuse.
North Carolina State, NC State.
And NC State. Yeah, I would say NC State or Syracuse are
yeah
imagine, more likely than Virginia Tech.
I mean... We could see a world where Liberty has a better ACC.
Liberty wins the ACC championship.
They don't win the ACC.
That would be sick.
But they have a better ACC record.
What
than,
if
like,
I told you
some terrible
the year
team.
2020 coronavirus quarantine wasn't the weirdest thing you'd see. Liberty University.
Wake Forest only beats Old Dominion, and Liberty gets an ACC win. They have more ACC wins than Wake Forest.
I think we're also forgetting about Clemson.
What about Clemson?
I think they would probably beat Liberty if they faced them in the ACC title game.
I'm not saying Liberty. No, there would be other teams.
What if I told you?
I'm not saying Liberty's going to be in the ACC championship game. I'm saying they could have more ACC wins than a team in the ACC.
But how does this make you feel?
Which won't happen. I understand that.
Yeah, yeah. How does this make you feel? Optimism or pessimism, half full, half empty on now the Big Ten and the ACC have released schedules. SEC and Big 12 and Pac 12 have yet to do so. Does it make you nervous at all about what the SEC is doing? Does it make you more excited at all for what the SEC is doing? Because I mean, I'll be frank. It makes me a little bit more excited.
I would. I'm excited to see. So, are they completely revamping the SEC schedule? Like, is it just gonna be? Like, are we pretty much throwing our schedule out and getting a new one?
No. So from what I understand, and obviously this could be completely wrong because no one really knows what's going on. Like, and that's not just with this. It's with everything that's happening.
Yeah.
But I believe we're keeping the 8 games we already have scheduled. Like, keeping the East games, keeping Arkansas, keeping our West games.
Yeah.
And then just adding 2. Okay. Now, the rumor was that we were going to add...
A&M and LSU?
Yeah, we were going to roll them ahead, I think.
Yeah.
And no. A&M and LSU were just, I think, what we could get. But I think the roll ahead was...
Ole Miss.
Yes, Ole Miss and LSU. Yeah. But
I'm hearing, like I have sources. Twitter tells me that it's looking like A&M, LSU.
Well, I think that, and again, this could be wrong. I want to preface all of this with it could be wrong. But I think that is based off of an NFL model, like what the NFL uses to decide playoffs and decide the conference games, like how the NFC East will play the AFC East per year, and they base it off of who will play.
Okay.
But, I mean, this makes me more optimistic for what the SEC is doing because I think they're figuring it out. I think with the ACC releasing the schedule and not having any, like, having 2 blank non-conference games.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to say it showed them rushing it ahead, but it showed that they maybe are not the most prepared for this because they're still waiting for 2 more games to be scheduled. And then you see in the Big Ten where it's just Wisconsin has possibly the easiest road to the playoff.
Yeah.
But then again, so does Ohio State have possibly the easiest road because they don't play each other.
Yeah.
So you're seeing that.
Those conferences like the ACC and the Big Ten, if you take out-of-conference games out, your better teams are just going to run the table.
Exactly, and that's what we're seeing, is the SEC is having to be careful of who they schedule and how they schedule, because the Big Ten can really schedule whoever they want against whoever they want, and it's Ohio State.
Yeah.
Or it's Wisconsin on a fluke.
If you put SEC teams, because SEC teams are going to beat up on each other.
Well, I mean, we're going to get into the top 25s that were released, but Tennessee dropped the number 6 team in average number 6 team in a consensus top 25, which was Oklahoma. Hypothetically, adding A&M and LSU would add, I believe it was like the number 8 and the number 3, or like the number 10 and number 8 team. Like you have to realize with the SEC, everyone is kind of in striking distance with exceptions of a couple of teams, but like Tennessee and a couple other teams like A&M and teams like that are in the middle of the pack are always within striking distance of Georgia and Florida.
Yeah.
And then LSU and Alabama are just big question marks right now with the amount of turnover on their roster. So the SEC just has to be much more careful with how they schedule this, because you already see Florida and Alabama complaining about having to play each other on both sides are complaining.
Yeah.
And Tennessee's not even saying anything when we're playing possibly 5 ranked teams in the top 15 at least.
Yep.
Like,
yeah, they're babies.
I mean, and even in the ACC, you see it where, like, again, no matter really who's scheduled in this, it's going to be Clemson an exception of Notre Dame and maybe North Carolina.
Yeah.
A major maybe on North
Carolina. Let me just look across Clemson's schedule here. Win, blank, win, blank, win, 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 win.
How'd you come to that conclusion?
They play bums.
Sabermetrics.
Scrubs. That right there. The Scrubs to Wake Forest. Bum. Georgia. Or Virginia. Not Georgia. Georgia's pretty good.
Nah.
Virginia.
Bum.
Bum. Miami. Bum. Georgia Tech. Bum. Syracuse. Bum. Boston College. I mean, Tennessee, just up to whatever week I'm at right now, Tennessee's undefeated. Tennessee beats Wake Forest, Virginia, Miami, Georgia Tech, and Syracuse, and Boston College. Notre Dame might be close. We beat Florida State. We beat Pittsburgh. Virginia Tech, we beat.
Yeah.
Like, we go 9-1 minimum. Like,
looking at Clemson's schedule, it just reminds me of that one part of Piano Man. Or Sweet Caroline. My bad. Got my Billy Joel songs mixed up. But the bum, bum, bum.
Bum, yeah.
Because they're all just absolute garbage.
They're all trash.
And
slaw.
I think, yeah.
Pure slaw.
Yeah. I mean, this makes me a lot more excited for what the SEC could do, but it also makes me a little bit more nervous because if the ACC is putting out schedules where two games are still blank and they don't know who they're playing, Lord knows what the SEC can do on either way. They could release out a schedule that's very rushed, or they could come out with nothing for a while.
Mm-hmm.
You really never know. So looks like we're going to catch our first break of the hour. Back on the other side, 865-546-8200 if you want to jump in here, 865-546-8200. I'm Will Stevens. This is Overtime on Fan Run Radio. Overtime. Going to continue on this football conversation. I mean, that was a pretty good segment. That was probably the most actual sports talk we've had and in one segment.
Can't even lie.
And forever, probably. Like, the whole entire show.
So far.
So far?
Yeah.
So far, dot, dot, dot. We got a lot to go, though. But continue with this football talk after we mentioned the ACC. If you want to listen back to that, go ahead and check the podcast out after the show tonight at 8 o'clock. They should be posted around then, and you can go back and hear that talk. What I want to talk about now is the coaches poll we mentioned had come out. There's a lot of polls that actually came out, a couple on Twitter, and then obviously the coaches poll that came out for the football. Did you see this, Tucker, already? Have you gotten a chance to look at it? Yes.
Yeah, I saw the coaches poll, because I got an ESPN notification at work, and I said, yep, got to look at this immediately. So I was slightly disappointed, but optimistic.
That's,
you know, look at the bright side.
That is a great way to put it.
I was thinking we might be number one, but Clemson edged us out.
Barely. They got barely more votes than
us. I was hoping for number two.
Didn't Ohio know. State showed up.
Those bastards. But no.
Folky, have you seen this yet?
Seen the top 25?
Yeah, the coaches poll?
Yeah.
You have?
Dang. Yeah.
So we just can't quiz anybody. We are just an inquisitive bunch.
Well, I only looked at one and two. I didn't have to look past two to find my team, so I don't know what's below it.
What?
Below it?
What?
Probably below the surface is hefty rape allegations and other allegations that are probably way too serious to talk about on radio, but that's just probably below the surface of Ohio State. Is that what you meant?
Fact.
No.
Oh, my bad. I guess I'm jumping to hasty generalizations here. But without further ado, I'll give you a rundown of this top 25 coaches poll that came out. As ESPN puts it, number one, Clemson, number two, Ohio State, number three, Alabama, number four, Georgia, number five, LSU, number six, Oklahoma, number seven, Penn State, number eight, Florida, number nine, Oregon, 10, Notre Dame, Auburn is at 11, Wisconsin, 12, A&M at 13, 14 is Texas, 15 is Michigan, Oklahoma State at 16, 17 is USC, I'm assuming, is University of Southern Carolina. California. I can't
Southern
talk. Dude. I can't talk.
University of Southern Carolina.
Carolina. 18, yeah. Minnesota. 19, North Carolina. 20, Utah. 21, UCF. 22, Cincinnati. 23, Iowa. 24, Virginia Tech. And to round it out, 25, Iowa State. So, as the schedule stands right now, Tennessee plays three top 10 teams. Would have played four. And could possibly play four still, and then could play five top 15 teams.
Yeah. But if you look at others receiving votes.
Where's that?
If you scroll just a little bit farther there, Will.
Scroll.
Who got the most votes? Who tied for the most votes?
I'm scrolling.
Out of those who didn't.
Scrolling on the Twitter.
Okay, you've got the wrong. Okay.
I just am not on the same article as you, apparently.
Right. With 111 votes.
111?
To be in the top 25.
111.
your Tennessee Volunteers.
Woo!
Tied for the most votes out of the top 25.
Who do we tie with?
Technically just means we're unranked.
Who do we tie with? Yeah, I mean, I know it.
Who did we tie with? Yeah. Not good company, really. Boise State.
That's not a terrible company.
I mean, it's not a terrible company, but I ain't good company.
Is that the only company we have?
I mean, there's a ton of teams that got votes. I mean, Duke even got one vote.
But no, I mean tied with. Is it just that's the only team we're tied with? Okay, cool.
But yeah, so technically we're just unranked. But if you want to be, you know.
I mean, if they came out with a top 30, we'd be in it.
Yeah. I mean, we'd be 26. We'd be right in there.
But, so. I mean, how do you feel about that? I mean, I think that's
pretty good. I mean, we're getting a little love, and I like it. We're getting love from a lot of people lately.
Yeah, and I mean, and just off this top 25 in general, looking at it, it seems, I mean, with the exception of always the top or the bottom five are always going to be able to be flip-flopped at the beginning of any season, and they give love to programs who did decent last year, such as Cincinnati, Iowa, UCF, Virginia Tech, and Iowa State. I mean, there's really nothing that shocks me here. Maybe how high Texas and Michigan are, but like maybe that's it. Like that's really the only thing that shocks me.
Yeah,
there's nothing that staggers me. But you mentioning love we are getting, I completely agree. There's a little segment I got to see who this article is by Tom Fornelli on CBSSports.com. He talks about the overrated and underrated teams that are in this top 25. I mean, he has number 19 North Carolina as overrated, number 6 Oklahoma as underrated. Glad we're not playing them then. Number 13 A&M is overrated, actually. And then here comes the Tennessee Volunteers, has us at underrated as well. He says, from one SEC team getting a bit too much love to another not getting enough, the Vols finished just outside the top 25 in others receiving votes category, but I would have put them in the top, in the 20 to 25 range, which I think is a very reasonable range.
Very fair.
He says, I like to look how teams finish a season to gauge how they might perform heading into the next year, and the Vols finish strong. And, I mean, when you go back and look at the bottom five of that top 25, I mean, that's exactly what you see. Utah ended out well. Mm-hmm. UCF ended out well. Yeah. Cincinnati. I mean, all of those teams that round out that bottom five definitely ended out well. So it would be no shock to see Tennessee there. I mean, he says the last loss came to Alabama in mid-October. The Tide won that game 35-13, but you might remember that Tennessee was very much threatening in that game until a Jarrett Garantano fumble at the goal line was taken back the other way.
Please, why'd you read this?
I can't stop
why
now.
Why'd you read that?
Taken back the other way for a touchdown, the Vols would recover from that loss by winning. Okay. Their final six games.
We did win our final six games. That's a fact. That happened. Why did he do that?
Is that the main takeaway from this article?
Why did he do... Like, still, I'm still dumbfounded.
Why?
It was a touchdown.
Why?
Crouch was going to score. It was perfect. Trey Smith killed two people.
Trey Smith literally did catch two bodies.
That's my whole rant. It's happened a long time ago, but Trey Smith killed two people.
Like when you
hand the ball off, Garantano.
When you say someone catches a body and meaning murder,
he caught two.
He genuinely caught two grown men with his arms.
He's not like the WWF guy yesterday. He didn't
catch a body. He didn't actually catch a body. But that top 25 didn't have Tennessee in it. There was two top 25s I saw though. Actually, maybe only one. I'm trying to find it real quick. Yeah, it was only one. There's another article that was really nice to Tennessee, but the top 25 I saw... Actually, hold on. I take my statement back again. We're in Fox College football. We're number 24 in their top 25. I don't know what I'm talking about.
No, that's not bad.
So that's not bad at all.
Bad.
That was the one I saw. But Pro Football Focus released their top 25... Or Pick 6 previews. I'm sorry. I'm all over the place this segment.
It's okay.
My brain is scattered.
I have a good article.
Folky coming in here really threw me off. I'm not gonna lie.
we play musical chairs and freaked you out.
Yeah, I have so much anxiety right
You're
now.
Overwhelmed.
It is insane.
You a big fan of Joel Klatt?
I hate Joel Klatt with a burning passion.
Okay.
He's the guy who was really mean to us about the Shiano Sunday stuff.
Oh really?
Like really mean.
Well.
Like he told us that he hopes no one takes the job because
he's
hates
had a face
the fan
turn
here.
He's had a face turn. You don't watch wrestling?
No.
Okay.
Face turn?
So in wrestling, there's faces and there's heels. Heels are the bad guys. Faces are the good guys.
Who's the bad guy? Tony Montana.
So did someone, like, turn his face?
No. So he's went from being a bad guy.
Who's the bad
guy? He was saying that he would hope that nobody would take the job to where now he's giving the Vols incredible love.
Oh, he's giving us love?
I'll read you the headline. Tennessee winning 9 or 10 games wouldn't shock Joel Klatt.
Wouldn't shock. You probably could have saved that for hour two, segment number one, when we read wacky headlines, because that would shock me.
It wouldn't shock me, man. We're the best team in the country. If John Reed can do it for the Titans, I'm going to start doing it for the Vols. I don't have to be realistic.
That is two very different scenarios.
Nope.
Yes, it is.
No, I can just say Vols.
No, because John wasn't like on, like he was on the Titans band, right? He's always been a Titans fan, but he wasn't on the we're the best team in the league until Tannehill started playing out of his mind. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay, I wasn't on the Tennessee Vols are the best team in the country until we won 6 games in a row and have the longest winning streak in the country.
I mean, you got a point. You have a point. I will concede this one to you.
Yeah.
So, continue. What did Joel Klatt say?
He was just saying that he believes that we will win the East.
Did he say why?
He says that Georgia's the likely favorite, but he doesn't count us out. And he's talking about how Pruitt, you know, he posted an 8-win season just his second year. He talks about really being a legitimate contender in the division and how he would could see us actually. You know, he wouldn't be shocked if we could take that jump.
Like, this year?
Yeah, this might be a year where they take a little bit of a jump in the SEC East, and quietly the SEC...
I think SEC, it's both of us.
And quietly the SEC East is challenging the SEC West for dominance in that conference.
Okay. I can see that. I definitely...
He says you've got Florida, you've got Georgia, you've got now, I think, Tennessee. And I'm not saying that last part.
Was it?
And maybe even Kentucky was a very good squad. No.
Yeah,
no.
Cut that.
Yeah,
cut. Hey, Folky, when you're doing the podcast later, will you cut that?
Absolutely.
Thank you, man. Turn your mic back off.
No.
But no, I really think that, 9 or 10 wins would definitely shock me in a 10-game season. Like, that undefeated season would blow my mind. I would definitely take it, but I would still blow my mind.
Because it's literally something we've never seen before. We're too young.
Yeah, it's weird, because I've been on shows, and literally every single show I've ever been on at this station, there's been at least one person
who was alive during the night, awake in their consciousness.
Yeah, like,
experienced it?
You were born.
I was alive for 7 months.
Oh, you were coherent.
I was watching.
Actually, no, you're probably
I
not.
I had a foam finger.
You're not even coherent still.
I had my foam finger on my tiny little hand.
Little baby's first phone finger.
Yeah.
But no, I think this definitely is the year that you could see Tennessee make that jump. I mean, it's any given moment now. I feel like, and we've said it 1,000 times. I feel like every Tennessee sports show has said it 1,000 times, and you can only say it a certain number of times before it just becomes habit. But this is the year that a lot of players could opt out. A lot of players could be getting quarantined. Like, there's so many question marks this season that, yeah, it could go really bad for Tennessee. But normally when things look like they're going good, they go bad for Tennessee. So maybe now that things look like they're going really bad for college football as a whole, they'll go good for Tennessee. This goes into my next point. Did you see Pick 6 Preview's top 25, his 2020 preview book?
No.
Okay. He tweeted out, if I gave you a guess, you think you could guess where Tennessee lands in this top 25, either of you?
17.
Okay.
22.
Tucker, you're the closest. It's 15. He has us at 15.
Whoa.
So.
All right.
Not bad at all.
Not bad at all.
I'll read out the rest of this list and see if your opinion changes a little bit once you hear. I'll just give you the top 25. Clemson, Ohio State, as expected. Number 3, SEC team. Do you think you could guess the SEC team that's number 3?
South Carolina.
Wow.
Are they even on there?
No.
Okay.
I thought it was going to be
a hell of a guess.
I thought it was going to be something stupid.
It can't be Alabama, because he's telling us to guess, and that would be the obvious choice. So who would be second?
I'll give you another hint. It's an SEC East team.
Who's number 2?
Number 3.
Number 3.
SEC East team.
Well, it's Georgia.
It is not. It is Florida. He is Florida at number 3.
Well, then that just completely, like, now us being 15 doesn't even mean anything, because this guy's an idiot.
Oregon at number 4.
Yeah, this guy's an idiot.
Bama at 5. Georgia at 6. Oklahoma at 7.
We should have just do
Notre Dame at 8.
The whole list.
PSU, which I'm assuming is Penn State. I can't even think of another PSU. I was going to make a joke, but there's
Pennsylvania State.
That is Penn State.
I was just trying to make up a fake university. That's a good point.
I mean, but like A&M number 10, 11 LSU. I mean, it kind of rounds out like you would expect.
I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
That was funny.
It was pretty funny.
No one ever calls in Pennsylvania State, though.
But okay, does 15 make you optimistic or does the 15 make you pessimistic because Florida's at 3?
Yeah, it makes me pessimistic because this guy's literally an idiot. Florida is – Kyle Trask is on a team. Like, if that's your quarterback, you can't be that high ranked.
Kyle Trask is such a good SEC quarterback name.
Yeah, it kind of is. Yeah, yeah. You know what's not?
What?
I won't even say it. I'm not even gonna say it.
You're not even gonna say it?
I'm not saying it.
You're not saying it?
Nope.
All right. Well, then with that, we'll just end the segment because Tucker's just not gonna talk when what we do for a living is talk. So
no, I'm just not gonna say. I'm just not going to say.
I wasn't even paying attention, so we'll just continue. Fair enough. Stay on here for overtime. I'm Will Stevens, 865-546-8200 if you want to hop on here with us, 865-546-8200. Overtime will return right after this.
Plenty of supply at the Old and Franklin Motors price, which is $8,000.